after you get your nap, if you're not remembering the name of, I mean, the lyrics of your own songs, you are pulling the wool over our eyes.
It's happened for sure.
Really?
Oh God, yeah. Oh, I just like blah blah blah.
You gotta tell us that. I mean, give it.
Oh gosh, no, I've forgotten the lyrics to one of my songs probably at the last couple shows I've done. But all of a sudden I'm like, oh wow, I'm singing this song and I'm on stage in front of these people. And I'm like, shoot, I got another verse coming up.
How did you spin it? How did you?
I just, like, whatever comes to the top of my head that sounds like it rhymes.
Oh, did you? Okay. See,
when you saw us at the Farm Boys, it's not a song I wrote, but we do Coal Miner's Daughter.
Okay.
And for some reason, the last three times we've done that song, I completely forgot one of the lines in the song, and I do not know why, and I just laugh. I just, like, start laughing, and with the guys, it's... In that element, it's completely acceptable because, you know, it's so intimate in that setting with that band that I feel like the people enjoy every stupid, silly thing we do anyway. So.
That's cool. It's like a little inside joke.
Right.
I'll throw myself under the bus and feel free to use this.
Okay.
Like, I would go up. I used to MC parties and stuff like this way before there was even a market for podcasts and things of that nature. And I would forget who I'm bringing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I would do in order to stall and jog my memory, I would play with the crowd. Like, oh, my God, you're such a beautiful audience. Oh, my
right,
God,
right?
You're so good. Give it up for the troops. I would just take whatever.
And you're like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
And what they don't know is while they're clapping, I'm just scanning the room for a sign or something.
Somebody,
that says, like, say something. It was like, well, look. And then I will always put it on me like, oh, well, look. This band goes without introduction.
So I'm just gonna break. Sneaky. Now everyone knows your dirty little trick.
It's fine. I'm on a podcast now.
Well, okay. I'll say it anyway publicly. I usually have deals with different friends of mine. And in return, you know, it's like, you know, you give a little nudge if you don't remember someone's name, which is basically,
okay,
introduce yourself because I can't remember the freaking name.
Like, the only thing I could do, I used to write it on my hand, but I got caught one time because I talk with my hands. Yes. I talk with my hands, and I could be a very vocal person. Even now, this is audio, but I'm still using my hands. Mm-hmm. I can't help it. And I did something to reveal my palm to the crowd, and then from there, they were like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh.
He got crib notes. And then this is when you put the mic right in his holder and you just walk away.
Quietly. Well, I'll wear a shirt with my name on it when you introduce me at a show.
Look, I know exactly who you are. It's just, it's gone now, but not to say it couldn't come back, but it was always a big fear of mine just to stand there and just be like, okay, you know what? You may want to tap me on the shoulder if I just immediately, oh, there's so many ladies in the crowd.
Right.
Then feel free to tap me on the shoulder. Just say it, move out of the way. It's like, tip your waitresses and waitress. I would reach for anything. Like, oh my God, there's such a stab here.
I feel your pain.
And
but
all you're doing is just reaching. One thing I want to talk about, because I'm kind of like jumping.